This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan at this time, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. Again, coming out with the gospel, preaching God's word as it is to men as they are. So come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get up. Got to get a getting. You know, folks standing around down there somewhere around the depot waiting for the Old Trailblazer. Maybe down there to the logging camp and just waiting. They said the Old Trailblazer will be here after a while. So we only get on down there. We don't want to fool them or turn them down or anything. But we're bringing them this study on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And you folks listen in while we bring this to this old bunch of sawyers back here at the old logging camp. We're looking at faith. Listen, my friend. The more you know of yourself, the more you know of Christ. That's what we were looking at. Isn't that contrary to the modern day theology? Yes, it cuts across the grain, doesn't it? Now you learn everything else that you can learn all of that. But now that's the foundation of all truth. Let's notice this thought. We were speaking about divine faith or spiritual faith. Such faith worketh by love. Galatians 5 and 6, we find there, is renewed and stirred up by the operations of the Holy Spirit. Such faith worketh by love. Now that's another great evidence of your faith in Christ. It worketh by love. It breaks your heart. It subdues your heart. And there comes into your heart and mind the great attitude of love. The ones that you used to hate, now you love. The things you used to love, now you hate. That's the great principle of love, my friend. And you used to sit there and snap your teeth as an old trailblazer to bring the message. Now you love him. That's right. When the Lord saves you, he gives you love for him. I tell you, it's grace when folks are disposition to change towards a pastor. You know you can't go to heaven hating your pastor or hating a preacher. No, you can't. The Lord give you a love for the one that brings you the truth, my friend. An old trailblazer, by the grace of God, bringing you nothing but the truth. That's all I want to bring you. If I make a mistake, oh, the Lord will correct me. And I do make a lot of them. I mispronounce words and those things, butcher the King's English. But you bear with me. Will you do that, my friend? If you really knew my heart, you would. Don't make fun of the old trailblazer. I know that I'm ignorant. I know that. People think I'm ignorant. Well, they don't know more than I do. I do. But let's look back at faith. Faith worketh by love. That faith makes you love individuals and wants to be associated with God's people. Listen, where do you go, my friend? Where do you go to have your fellowship? Do you run to the bar on the nighttime, go down to the local bar and get a few drinks? Do you run to the bowling alley and have fun with all the friends there? Nothing wrong with that. I don't think he is. But, I mean, you don't constantly want to be with those folks. You want to be where God's people are. Or be at home with your Bible and maybe hearing the message over. You know you can hear the old trailblazer now 24/7. Go there on your computer and look on that broadcasting. And over on the other side, you'll see live streaming. And the old trailblazer is on there 24/7. Broadcasts that haven't been aired yet. Some that already have. You can pull them up. If you're having trouble with that, call me. Let me know. I'll help you with it. We're going to give you that foundation of that faith. That faith that's done what? Let's go back and read the verse that we'd read earlier. Subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong and valiant in fight, turned to flight the enemies of the armies of all of those aliens. I know I recommend you go back and read the book of Joshua. Start there at the beginning. It's where they left across the Jordan River, and the Lord had given them that land to conquer. And they conquered it by faith. Joshua was their leader, and we're looking there at Jericho in the past study or two. We're going back to it. And how that they wrought by faith. And then how they believed the Lord. The Lord said, we're going to give you that land. We're going to give it to you. And let's see now. That's what faith does. Faith that you come to see that you're a sinner, and the more you see that you're a sinner, more faith you have, more grace you have. The more you see that Christ is all in all to you, nothing of me, but all of Christ, that's the evidence of growth in grace. It is, my friend. Listen, no believer will brag about his past life. Now, I want to just drive that home. I've heard a fella or two here and there yonder talk about how tough they was and all this and blah, 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 how they whipped everything on the block and all this. How they could drink more beer than anybody in town. God's child doesn't do that, my friend. He's ashamed of that life. He don't want you to know all about that stuff. No, but listen, there's three evidences of divine faith. Now let's go. Let's go. We've got a few minutes left here. Who through faith subdued kingdom. In the 11th chapter, the 32nd verse of Hebrews, to the lives of those judges. And then we read these two verses. We see in the 9 fruits that their faith produced. As you go back and read the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it gives us 9 great characters. Now let's look at them. He talks to us about Gideon. We remember the story of Gideon, don't we? Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, how they fought and won through faith. Now let me name you those 9. There's Enoch, Noah, Sarah, Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Isaac, Moses, Rahab. They wrought and fought by faith and conquered. Oh, my friend. Then let's look back from a spiritual viewpoint. We were reminded of Galatians 5:22-23, those 9-fold fruits of the Spirit that we intimated in our last study. Let me read it to you, will you? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, and temperance. Now, there's the evidence that you have faith. What is that evidence? That you have those things, joy and love and peace. That's the evidence that you have grace in your heart. Now, let me read again. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Faith that's wrought by love. There's joy, peace. There with 3 go together. Joy in Christ, peace in Him. Then there's long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. Those 3 go together. Then there's faith, meekness, and temperance. All fruit of the Spirit. Have you ever sat down and just looked at those verses? Have you ever gazed at them? Meditated upon them? Have you ever sat there and prayed, Lord, give me that love. Give me that love. Give me that love. Oh, the love of God. Give me that joy. Shed brought in my heart, a peace in my heart that passes understanding. Give me that long suffering, that gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, my friend, that's faith working. That's the outworkings of faith. Now, you go and take the lives of those men that we've studied and have been studying. You'll find all of the fruits of the Spirit wrought in their heart and in their life. Now, you say, oh, fellow tell you, oh, I have great faith. And then there's hatred in his heart for anyone. Doesn't matter who it is. Don't have to be the pastor. We have folks who criticize the old trailblazer. If you folks would just pray for those fellows, I wish you would. Call me old crackpot. Call me old kook. Call me all kind of things. But, my friend, I'm praying for them that the Lord will touch their heart. Did you know that if the Lord would touch their heart, what a day it would be? I know I've been reading this book by Mr. John Answorth on strange tales. It's the most enlightening book that I've ever read. It's set in London, England, back there in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. And this preacher, Mr. Answorth, went among the derelicts, the poor and the blind and the halt and the maimed and the hungry and the whoremongers and the adulterers. And he started a church called the Church of the Destitute. And I wish you could read the stories of how those men and women were touched by the Holy Spirit to come there. And many of them were saved. He wrote down many of their prayers. One I remember in particular on old Mary and John. Old Mary and John, old couple, they were old ale drinkers and all those things. And the Lord got a hold of them and saved them. And they wanted to have prayer meeting at their home on a certain night of the week after they got saved. And one night, Mr. Answorth went there and they had a group. And he said, old John prayed first. Got down on his knees and prayed. And he said, Lord, you saved my old woman. I know you can save these others. You saved me and my old woman. Now, my friend, that's grace. Isn't that grace? It's a strange tale by Mr. John Ashworth. It sells for about $11. If you write me, I'll send you one of them. And if you don't like it, I'll give you money back for it. Oh, I've recommended them. I've given them out to preachers here for gifts. And I've recommended my people. And I've about got them all reading them. And reading it, I've just got through reading it the second time. You can read it over at once a month. It won't hurt you. It's a nice book, good book. And it's all about the grace of God. He doesn't do no decisions for Jesus and come on down to the front and all that. No, he just prays and asks the Lord to save those old derelicts. And then he helps them get the pair of shoes for their little girl so she can come to church, and well, this and that and the other. But it's a gracious story. It's a true story. It's not a fiction. It's a true story. But I just can't get over it. But listen. You hear these fellas say, oh, I have great faith. And then they have hatred in their heart for individuals, their sisters or brothers, or for the pastor, or for someone over on the other side of the church. They look down their long nose at them. No, my friend, he doesn't have any faith. First of all, he don't know the Lord. Faith worketh by love. Faith worketh by joy and by peace and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Now, there's your evidence of faith. You want to know if you have faith? Just look in your heart. Another historical reference is to Joshua and to David. Joshua, who subdued kingdoms. David, who conquered the surrounding country. They conquered how? By faith. By faith. We studied the one in Joshua in the city of Jericho, there where he walked by faith. We're going to go back to that. But listen, our time's about out. This is the Old Trailblazer. I want you to pray for me. And if you would, let me know what station you're listening to out there. But if you're hearing one of them, let me know. Just drop me a card or note. And then call me, write me, email me. And remember, my mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. I love to go to the office in the morning, sit down and answer your letters, answer as many of them as I can, and enjoy the blessings of you folks telling me that you're appreciating the Old Trailblazer. I know it's an unusual broadcast. We get down where we live, where the rubber meets the road, and butcher up the King's English sometime. But I tell folks, I don't know much, but I know how the Lord saves a sinner. I do. I know how the Lord saves a sinner, my friend. I don't know why. I don't know why he saves a sinner, but I know how he saves him. And I'll be glad to discuss that with you anytime on a personal time. If you'd like, call me. We'll sit down and talk. I have folks call me sometime, talk for an hour and a half on the phone, praising the Lord, talking about the problems they have and counseling with them. And then you write me, let me hear from you. And then pray for the church here where I pastor, First Baptist Church of Algiers, and that the Lord would send the increase. And then you be a witness for the Lord. If you know the Lord, don't be a bump on a stump. Get out and tell somebody how the Lord saved you and invite them to church. Invite them to turn to the Old Trailblazer on. And if you can use some good sound literature, write me. I'll send it to you. You can give out in a jail or in a hospital, in a waiting room, and be a missionary for the Lord. Do that, and I'll send them to you free and postpaid. We have folks doing that all over the country. But listen, let's go back now and give you my mailing address quickly before we run out of time. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810 Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. And then my email, pastor@radiomissions.org. So if you would, write me. And then if you're down this way, South Louisiana, come by and see me. Drink coffee with me. Be in church with us on Sunday or Wednesday night. And we'd love to see you. Goodbye and God bless you.
Jesus!